This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue بإذن الله تعالى. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Brothers and sisters, we are going through those ahadith pertaining to this pillar of al-Islam being what? The matter of zakah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we know that in this beautiful month of Ramadan, many of us try to sort out our zakah, walhamdulillah. And we've been going through selected ahadith from the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam of the great muhaddith of al-Islam, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah. Before the short ad break, we had taken hadith number 487, which dealt with the principle that that which you use, that which is for kunya, that which is for personal use, etc., it is not zakatable. That zakah is only due upon certain assets, not all your assets, but rather certain assets, they are called the zakatable assets. As for other matters, then they are not subject to zakah, walhamdulillah. Your slave and your horse, not zakatable, that's the ulama state. Whatever you use is also not zakatable. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we said that that hadith was also a proof for the majority of the ulama who state that zakah is not due upon the female's gold jewelry or silver jewelry. And this matter specifically, we will defer for discussion later, insha'Allah. We will go through the various ahadith used by Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and those ahadith used by the majority of the scholars, I will discuss in great depth, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. For now, we now move on to hadith number 489. And this hadith, brothers and sisters, touches upon many matters related to zakah. It touches upon the matter of nisab, minimum, the threshold, the quantum. Zakah is not a duty upon every person out there, every Muslim. No, you need to have a certain minimum amount of wealth, then zakah is due upon you. If you are below that minimum, no zakah due upon you. And that is called in Arabic the nisab. So we will discuss this nisab. We will look at those ahadith where the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam set out and specified the nisab, insha'Allah. This hadith also touches upon the matter of the lunar cycle, the whole. You do not have to pay zakah every day of the year, not every month, not once in your life, but rather annually. And this is once every year, walhamdulillah, and that's called the whole, and we will discuss it is the lunar cycle and not the solar cycle. This hadith also touches upon the matter of the rate. What rate do I pay zakah? Is it 50%? Is it 100%? Is it 5%? 10%? We will discuss. It is 2.5%, walhamdulillah. So this hadith touches upon those three matters. The matter of nisab, the matter of the whole or the cycle, and the matter of the rate. Brothers and sisters, Ali radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَكَ مِئَةَ dirham. If you have 200 dirhams, what is a dirham? Dirham is the silver coin that they used to use during that time. The silver coin called the dirham. So if you have 200 dirhams, وَحَالَ عَلَيْهَا الْحَوْلِ, and the whole, the cycle, the annual cycle has passed over it, فَفِيهَا خَمْسَةُ دَرَاهِمْ, then you need to give 5 dirhams in charity as zakah. Out of 200, you need to give how many? You need to give 5. Percentage wise, that is 2.5%. Walhamdulillah. Out of 200 dirhams, you give 5 dirhams, that's 2.5%. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٍ. جيد. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يَكُونَ لَكَ 20 دِينَارًا. And when it comes to the gold coin, جيد, one gold coin, 1 dinar, 2 dinars, 3 dinars, there's no zakah due upon you until you have 20 dinars. So when it comes to silver, 200 dirhams. When it comes to gold, it is 20 dinars. So once you have 20 dinars, that's the nisab, that's the minimum, that's the quantum, you need now to start paying your zakah. وَحَالَ عَلَيْهَا الْحُولِ And the lunar cycle has passed over that 20 dinars. Excellent. فَفِيهَا نِصْفُ دِينَارِ Then you need to pay half a dinar in charity. Half a dinar as zakah. Work that out, brother. Half a dinar from the full 20 dinars. This comes to how much? This comes to 2.5%. MashaAllah. فَمَا زَادَ فَبِحِسَابْ ذَلِكَ And whatever increases, let's say you have 1,000 dinars, then same, 2.5%. You have 1,000,000 dirham silver coins, still 2.5%. وَلَيْسَ فِي مَالْ زَكَى حَتَّى يَحُولْ عَلَيْهِ الْحُولِ And there's no zakah due until the lunar cycle passes over your wealth. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood and Ibn Hajar states that it is Hassan, it is acceptable. وَقَدْ اِخْتُلِفَ فِي رَفْعِهِ And there's debate whether it is authentic from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is muquf upon Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Nonetheless, this hadith, brothers and sisters, indicates to us, shows for us, specifies for us the nisab amount for silver and the nisab amount for gold. Let's begin with the matter of gold. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions here that it is 20 dinars. The nisab is 20 dinars. Jayid, 20 dinars. Excellent, alhamdulillah. For silver, it's 200 dirhams. You go to somebody and you mention this to them because we do not deal with dinars and dirhams. Very confusing. I don't know what you're talking about, brother. Simplify it for me. Tell it to me in rands, in dollars, in cents. Give it to me in grams, etc. Then I can relate to it. We will do that just now, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. The first matter is that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam specified the nisab of this gold and the nisab of the silver. Walhamdulillah. When it comes to the gold, take note that this hadith has some debate, whether it's authentic, whether it's not authentic. And all those other ahadith which talk about the nisab of gold being 20 dinars, there's debate with regards to the authenticity. Although it's the opinion of majority of the ulama that it is 20 dinars, there is a debate. You had Ibn Hazm rahimahullah and Hassan al-Basri of the opinion that it's not 20 dinars, but rather it is 40 dinars. You had, for example, Atta and Tawus and others. They said technically those are hadith which talk about the nisab for gold are not authentic, and so rather we use the nisab of silver. So the point to take note of, there is some debate with regards to the nisab of gold. Excellent. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with regards to silver, there's no debate. With regards to silver, it's 200 dirhams from this hadith, and other ahadith also mention that five awaqin, jayid, uqiyya, five uqiyya, clear cut that it is 200 dirhams. So there's no debate with regards to the nisab of silver. Now, how do I work it out when it comes to my rands and my cents or my grams? Brothers and sisters, the gold, if we say that this 20 dinars, and that's the opinion of the majority of the scholars, 20 dinars. 20 dinars, it's also called 20 mithqal. This is very important. Very important. In fact, this year you don't really find many of the books of fiqh mentioned clearly. 20 dinars equals 20 mithqal. One mithqal, according to majority of the ulama, weighs 4.25 grams. That's its weight. One mithqal, one dinar weighs 4.25 grams. Where did they get this from? Oh, major debate. The dinar of this area, the dinar of Iraq, the dinar of this area, that area, etc. But the majority of the scholars, and especially the contemporary ones, they looked at the dinar of Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, that which was minted during the time of the Umayyad dynasty, and they used that, and that's available. You go to many museums today, you will find it. So after weighing that, it comes to 4.25 grams. So then, if one mithqal is equal to 4.25 grams, so 20 mithqal would equal 4.25 grams times 20, and this here gives you 85 grams of gold. That's why, as you will find, majority of the ulama of the opinion that the gold nisab is equal to the value of 85 grams of gold. I repeat, 20 dinars equals 20 mithqal. 1 mithqal equals 4.25 grams in weight. So 20 mithqal will equal 4.25 grams times 20, which equals 85 grams of gold. That is the nisab according to majority of the ulama for gold. You go onto the internet and you look for the value of 1 gram in gold. And today, the value of 1 gram of gold is 458 rands. 458 rands, 0.63 cents. Times it by 85 grams. And this gives you a total of 38,983. That is the gold nisab of today. 85 grams times the value of 1 gram of gold, and so 458.63 gives you a total of 38,983.55 cents. That's the nisab of gold as per today, as per the opinion of majority of the ulama. Take note, majority of the ulama, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, and the Hanbalis. As for the Hanafis, they differ. You would find in the books of fiqh, they mention that the Hanafi opinion is that the nisab is 87.48 grams, not 85, slightly more than 85. Majority say 85 grams. The Hanafi state 87.48 grams. Why? Because according to the Hanafis, the weight of the mithqal, which we use as the standard, is not 4.25, but rather it is 4.374. So it's going to have a knock-on effect. If the mithqal is 4.374, then that mithqal is going to be timesed by 20, and that's going to give you 87.48 grams. And so according to the Hanafis, the gold nisab as per today would be 40,120 rands. 40,120 rands. So that's the nisab, mashallah, with regards to gold. Then the nisab for silver. So we take 200 dirhams, Jayid, and the scholars are unanimous that 1 dirham equals 7/10 of a mithqal, 7/10 of a dinar. So 200 dirhams times 7/10 will give you 140 mithqal. And so 200 dirhams equals 140 mithqal. So take 140 mithqal, times it by the gram according to majority of the ulama, 4.25 grams, and this will give you a total of 595 grams. Take 595 grams, go onto the internet and work out, find out what's the value of 1 gram of silver. 1 gram of silver, and today the value of 1 gram of silver is 6.13 cents. Six rands and 13 cents. Take 6 rands 13 cents, times it by 595 according to majority, and you will get a value of 3,647.35. So as per today, according to majority of the ulama, the nisab of silver is 3,647 rands and 35 cents. That's according to majority. And remember, the Hanafis differed with regards to the weight of the mithqal. So it's going to have a knock-on effect. And so the Hanafi weight for the nisab is 612.36 grams. Times this by the value of 1 gram of silver. And this gives you a total of... Jayid, this, I didn't really work that out, subhanAllah, Jayid. You can just look up the value of 1 gram, 1 gram of silver, and times it according to the Hanafi value of 612.36, and you will get your answer, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Take note, brothers and sisters, you saw that there's a slight difference between the nisab of gold and silver according to majority, and gold and silver according to the Hanafis. Hanafis slightly more. And so, if you're following the Hanafi madhab, technically you will be paying slightly more than your Shafi'i or your Hanbali or your Maliki brother, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, the rate of zakah as per these ahadith, 2.5%. The scholars are in agreement with regards to that matter. Walhamdulillah. Then there is the whole, which is the lunar cycle. Jayid, the lunar cycle. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, you know, this mercy that it's just one time a year that you need to pay the zakah. It's not every month. It's not something which you have to pay weekly, but rather once a year. Brothers and sisters, the nisab of gold was for gold, and the nisab of silver was for silver. Because during that time, they worked with gold and silver. Today, we don't really work with gold and silver. Our currency is not gold and silver. We're working with rands and dollars and cents. So when I'm using these currencies today, which nisab should I be using? Because if I'm using the nisab of gold, then technically it's like almost 40,000 in its value, 40,000 rands. If I'm working with the nisab of silver, then technically its value is like 3,600 rands. Massive difference between both of them. I repeat, Sharia has given us the nisab of gold, has given us the nisab of silver. And today between them is a difference of like 35,000 rand difference. What nisab do I use for my dollars and my cents, for my rands and my trading stock? The Sharia has not specified any nisab. I repeat, Sharia has specified nisab for gold. Use that nisab for your gold. The Sharia has specified nisab for silver. Use that for your silver. What nisab do I use for my rands, for my dollars, for my rental income, for my shares? What nisab do I use as the quantum for my trading stock? We don't have a specific answer. Some ulama said you use the value of gold. Some said no, you use the value of silver. Whichever one you're going to use, there's going to be a vast difference between the two opinions. Why? Because the gold value is like 40,000 and the silver value is like 3,600. Those ulama who said use the silver value, why do you say that? They said because, number one, if you're using, like, let's say today, 3,647, if you're using that as the nisab silver, then more people are going to pay zakah, because there's more people who have more than 3,600 as opposed to 40,000. There's more people who have 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, 17,000 than people who have 41 and 42 and 43. So this is better for the poor. Keep the nisab low. Use the silver amount nisab, so more people will be paying zakah. There'll be more zakah out there. More of the poor will benefit. Alhamdulillah. They also argued, and this is a good point, they said that the silver nisab, there's consensus with regards to it. The ahadith about the silver nisab, there's no debate about it. Whereas the gold nisab amount, there's debate. Hassan al-Basri, 40 dinars. Ibn Hazm, 40 dinars. Some of them did not accept those ahadith dealing with the nisab for gold. So they said the safer option, the better option, the more accurate option would be to use silver, because it's nisab, there's consensus behind it. They also argued that the value of silver is generally stable, whereas gold up and down, etc., very unstable. They also argued that when it comes to gold, you have 24 karat gold, 21 carats of gold, 18 carats of gold, etc., etc. Whereas silver is just silver. Whereas gold has all of these alloys, etc., at times, which is added to it. So silver is the better option to use. Silver, no doubt, using the nisab of silver is the opinion of majority of the ulama, because greater amounts of poor would benefit. So they said that also on a personal level, you know, as a payer, they said that this would be safer for you because at least you are paying the zakah, at least you are being on the safe side, walhamdulillah. So these are the arguments of those ulama who said that we should use the nisab of silver in determining whether I pay zakah or whether I don't pay zakah, because it's going to be a smaller amount, a lighter amount, 3,600, etc. And so more people would be paying, poor would benefit. It's the nisab which has consensus backing it up, and there's no carrots, etc., like found in gold. So this is the argument of those who argue for silver, and you would find majority of the South African ulama also go with the opinion of using silver. There are other ulama, Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi and others, many subhanallah, who said no, rather we should use the gold amount. We should use the gold nisab value when it comes to my dollars and my shares and my trading stock. Use the higher amount. Why use the higher amount? Why use 38,000, etc.? They said because the basic rule is that I am free from obligation until Allah obliges something on me. Don't ask me to pay zakah when I have 20,000, because maybe the haqq with Allah is that the true nisab with Allah for these currencies is the gold, which is the higher amount. And there's nothing which is an obligation upon me until proven without doubt that it's an obligation. They also said that technically, for the mufti giving fatawa, using the gold amount is the safer amount. Using the gold amount is the safer amount. Why? Because as the mufti, you don't want to oblige things upon people which Allah is not obliged upon them. So on the personal level, as a payer, safer option would be you to use silver. As a mufti giving fatawa, the safer option would be to use the gold amount. They also argued that it is very close to the other nisabs. If you look at the value of 5 camels, when it comes to camels, the nisab is 5 camels. When it comes to sheep, it is 40 sheep. I mean, subhanAllah, if we talk about 3,000, does that equal the value of 40 sheep? 3,000 rands, does that equal the value of 5 camels? Absolutely not. Rather, you know, the gold amount seems closer to the other nisabs. So it's more in sync with the other nisabs, which the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set out. They also mentioned that Shah Waliullah Dehlawi, for example, he mentions one of the wisdoms of the Sharia, you know, that silver was the nisab because a family could live for about a year on 200 dirhams. That was that time. So they said, well, if at that time somebody could live on 200 dirhams, today nobody can live on 200 dirhams for a year. Can you live on 3,500, 3,600 rands for a year? No. Some people for 2 weeks that money is finished. Rather, then the option which makes more sense would be the usage of the gold. They also said, if you want to say that, and as some madahib have said, that the difference between rich and poor is the fact that you have the nisab amount. Think about it, brothers. Somebody who has 3,600, are they really rich? Maybe sometimes you have a worker who works for you, mashallah. He's been saving some money and he's saved up 3,500, 3,700, 800. Does that necessarily make him rich? No, subhanallah. His expenses for the month are like 8,000. That doesn't make him rich by him having 3,600. So these ulama, they said that zakah is taking from the rich and giving to the poor. But if you're taking from somebody who's only got like 3,500, 3,700, technically you also like taking from the poor. And you've got two options, so use the nisab of gold. That makes more sense. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our maqam here, our discussion here is not to tell you use this or use that. Rather, this is an academic discussion. So we're going through the opinion of the majority and opinion of the other scholars who said to use the nisab amount. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, no doubt. If you use gold, there'll be less people paying zakah. If you use silver, there'll be more people paying zakah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Both these opinions have strong basis and both of them have great scholars behind them. Walhamdulillah. On a personal level, yes, it is safer for you to use the silver nisab and pay more zakah. From the mufti's point, for him to oblige things, it is safer for him to use the gold amount. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And that was with regards to the two different types of nisab, nisab of gold, nisab of silver. And then when it comes to our currency and when it comes to our shares and rental income and trading stock, which one do we use? Some said use gold, some said use silver. We discussed, alhamdulillah. Take note, the lunar cycle passing over the wealth is a condition with regards to like your trading stock and with regards to your gold and silver and rental income, etc. But it's not a condition with regards to agricultural produce. There, the zakah is due at the time of harvest. It's also not a condition with regards to the offspring, with regards to the offspring, with regards to the fruits of, let's say you've got 100 sheep, and every second day, you know, they're giving birth. So you don't require 1 year to pass over, you know, the sheep, you know, which were born subsequently. You don't have like an ID book and, you know, a certificate for each sheep. You know, what's your date now? What's your date of birth? No. They follow the asl. They follow the original. They are the fruits of that original. And so they follow the rule of the original. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. The narration by Imam al-Tirmidhi mentions, وَمَنِ اسْتَفَادَ مَالًا فَلَا زَكَى عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَحُولَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْلِ. And whoever gets mal al-mustafad, then there is no zakah upon him until the haul passes. There's a great debate with regards to this mal al-mustafad. We'll end off on this matter. Mal al-mustafad. Subhanallah. You know, we talk about one year passing. And many people have this misconception and are confused with regards to this matter. Take note. Mal al-mustafad. If, for example, you have rands and you got more rands. You had dollars, you got more dollars. Or you got any type of currency and you got more currency, etc. If they are the fruits or the offspring, you know, when it comes to like animals, or it's the benefits, then they are added to your current lunar cycle. Example, somebody owns macro. He's doing business every day. He's making profits there every day of like 50,000, 60,000, 120,000. How does he pay zakah? How does he work out this whole, this lunar cycle? Does he have to, you know, have like a date of birth certificate for each amount of money? No, they are all the fruits of his current business. And so whatever money he has, even though some of it might have come into his bank account on his zakah date, or one day before his zakah date, he adds them all together and he pays zakah 2.5% on all of them. Zakah, the whole, the cycle does not have to pass over every single cent and every single rand that you have. Like the sheep. If you've got 20 sheep or you've got 1,000 sheep and they give birth, then the ones which were born later on, they do not require a separate cycle. They follow the cycle of the mother. And so similarly with your business. So you're doing business, mashallah, you know, the whole year. Whatever money is coming in, going out all of this year, impossible for you to keep record of all of that. As long as they are the fruits of the original, they follow the rule of that original. Alhamdulillah. But what if it's not the fruits of the original? You're a businessman, mashallah. But your business, you know, the fruits will follow the rule of the original and they'll all be totaled up. You did a business deal on the 10th of Ramadan. You usually calculate zakah on the 11th of Ramadan. On the 10th of Ramadan, you made a profit of $1 million. You add that one day later in your zakah calculation. You do not require another 1 year cycle for that million. Why? Because that million is part of the fruits of your original business. So it follows the rules of the original business. And one lunar cycle is not required for it specifically. But you're a businessman. You're doing business, mashallah. Uncle passed away, left you some money. Father passed away, left you $500,000. Here there's a debate amongst the ulama. This money here is not fruits. It's not the benefit of current business, etc. It's something separate. It's got its own reasoning behind it. Do I add it to my current zakah cycle, or does it follow its own lunar cycle? Majority of the ulama said it follows its own lunar cycle. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and no doubt Imam Abu Hanifa's opinion makes it easier in your calculation. He says, no, you just add it to your current cycle. Example, usually you work out your zakah on the 10th of Ramadan. You're a businessman, mashallah. 10th of Ramadan, you know, you're ready to work out your zakah. And it was just 3 days before that your father passed away. And he left behind $1 million for you. 3 days later in your zakah calculation, do you add that 1 million? Yes, according to Imam Abu Hanifa. Why? Because it came during the year and it must be added. It is 1 year that must pass over the nisab. Not necessarily that 1 year must pass over every amount of your wealth, every piece of your money, every dollar and every cent, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. As we said, according to majority, if it's the benefits or the fruits, then it follows the original lunar cycle that you are currently in. But if it is something independent like inheritance or some gift, etc., then you can add it, mashallah, why not? But if you want it to follow its own cycle, then you can leave it to that. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, it seems that time has run out. We've discussed hadith number 487, dealing with zakatable assets and non-zakatable assets. And we had gone through hadith number 489, dealing with the nisab of gold and silver. We also touched upon the nisab with regards to my currencies. Do I link it with the gold? Do I link it with the silver? We also touched upon the lunar cycle. Do I require a specific lunar cycle for every piece of money, every piece of wealth, or are they added to my current lunar cycle? Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this month of Ramadan. May Allah increase our knowledge. Rabbana, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, to increase us in our knowledge, to grant us ilm and nafi', knowledge which is beneficial. Hayyakum Allah, until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.